Well, hello there, my fellow listeners, my tech enthusiasts and news junkie. Welcome to the Minimalist Podcast of Tech and News, where I sprinkle some analytical magic and a fresh perspective on all things digital. Get ready for a wild ride through the world of tech and news with a minimalist twist. Let's dive in and have some fun. Well, hello, hello, hello. Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning. Hopefully your day is going stupendous. Welcome to another episode, as this is number 38 on the books, especially in this podcast. Under this podcast, we have about 38. But the thing is to consider is that today's topic is about subscription services. And the reason why I'm talking about subscription services is because we are all feeling the pain. We feel the economy just shrinking on us, or at least expanding on us, where our money, our dollars are no longer valued in the same manner anymore. So what that means is that a lot of the foods that we've been accustomed to buying is now a little bit more expensive. Gas is a little bit more expensive. Your energy is a little bit more expensive. And obviously your dollar's not being stretched. And for you to be working 9 to 5 or whatever times you work, so 40 hours a week, maybe 50 or 60, given that if you're that type of person that works that hard, you also have to pay attention to your money and where your money is going. What I'm actually talking about today is the things that bug me the most is subscription services. There's so many of them out there. A subscription service is supposed to be a service to the individual, but what I'm actually noticing today is that every single company has some type of feature. Say, hey, you can pay into this so that you can get something out of it. Obviously, you know, in most companies, we're not going to say, hey, can you do this for me for free and then I'll pay you later type of situation. Well, the companies are here to make money, right? Like the fact is that a lot of these companies that are providing you with the service is that it is a game for them. But what they want you to do with the subscription services, and this is where I need for all of us to also be smart about, is that we're giving in money to these services that don't really care about you as the person besides consuming, which is like Netflix or Hulu or perhaps Disney Plus. I'm okay with watching movies, and considering that I'm the type of person that I could actually sit down and watch several of these things. But as of lately, I haven't been able to touch Netflix just because I know for a fact that a lot of these movies are nothing that I want to watch to begin with. Now, I have kids and this is a good source of entertainment, just like Disney Plus. But at the end of the day, what am I considering? Every month we're given about $16, I think an upwards of $17 on tax too as well. This is something that we have to also consider, is that what other subscription services are we applying ourselves to? I have Adobe, you know, because it's something that I prefer to have so that I'd be able to scan and send to myself and send things to people, right? And there's other subscription services that I don't want to go ahead and get into, is that after you add all of these things up, I'm almost at closely to $150 a month. And if we do the math here for 12 months, it's quite a bit. The thing is that most of us don't have the additional funds. And if I'm the type of person that's looking to penny pinch and have something extra, then I also have to consider what I have to drop there too as well, because it's not necessary. And on top of these things, these companies want you to forget that you're paying for the subscription services, just the same way these banks would like for you to forget that you have money. You might be saying, hey, man, this is crazy, but I want you to think about what I'm going to tell you. If banks are in the business of making money, how do they make their money? Well, they can't really make money off of you except for loans. But the reality is, I listened to another podcast, and what struck me out of this conversation is that banks make their money off of people who overwithdraw with overdraft fees. And these overdraft fees are anywhere between $20 to $5 to $35 per transaction. Or perhaps it used to be per day that it's over. So you end up being net negative, and guess what? You end up paying $35. To also add to that, if you have a subscription services and that gets pulled out too, guess what? That's an additional $30 fee from your bank plus the subscription service that you just gave. What am I saying here is that we have to consider what game is being played here. The game that's being played is for you to forget that you have money. Now, I'm not saying or playing conspiracy, but if you look back in the days where you had money in your hand, the money that you had, you'd be able, it was physical, something that you count. There was no I'll pay you later type situation unless you had a good relationship with the person that you're buying the food from or a barter system. But let's consider this. When you do have money, say, for example, you have $100, you're less willing to spend the $100 all in one shot. You're willing to make that stretch to your next paycheck. Now, it used to be where you used to get a paycheck, you used to go to the bank, cash it, you get a little bit of that money, the rest belongs in the bank, and if you wanted to purchase something, you would use the cash that you had in hand. Now, you're thinking about the money because it's in your hand. I'll get to my point here. Now, with subscription services and these banks, they want access to your bank with overdraft fees. They want to also gain all of the money that you have some way, somehow through loans, right? With high interest rates, things like 29%. We're beyond the days of having like 3%, 2%, okay? What I want to tell you is that the subscription services are also in the same field of you forgetting that you have these things. Eventually, when you look at your bank account, you start to see these negatives in there. And you start questioning, it's like, what the hell did I sign up for? It could be a PayPal. It could be some type of service that you have on your app. Now, let's just also talk about the apps as a whole. It's like when we play these video games that, you know, we sit down for fun, you pay into, not a subscription, but you pay into, say, hey, this is nice to have. Like this, that's another thing, another transaction that happens. Now, you give money and then in return, you get something back in digital. Like, let me just also talk about this too as well, is that everything digital is not worth having. And I've had a conversation with one of my friends about digital and how digital is ruining everything that we know and have perspective on in real life. So to go back about subscription services, and if we're adding all of these things, and the fact is that the reason why we cut cable is because there was no intrinsic value. The value of TV has gone down drastically, that given, even if you gave it to me for $50 a month, it's not worth watching. Because the reality is that I'm being hit with ads. I don't want to see commercials at all. And the other thing too, what channels are worth my while that I can't catch on a replay on YouTube for free? And given that a lot of these companies like ESPN are publishing these highlights for free on YouTube, with a caveat, because YouTube has to make their money, and the way they make their money is through ads. So before you get to the video, you have to watch an ad. So I'm consuming that too as well. And it's fair game, obviously, because not everything is free. No person in the United States starts a company and says, I'll give this to you for free today, but watch this commercial. Nobody. I don't know any company that's willing to do exactly just that. What I am saying is that these are companies that are looking to make money and maximize on everyone. But there's a double-edged sword here, right? Even if you are the person that's consuming this information, your data is being sold to somebody else, which, by the way, is my next podcast, number 39. So the reason why I'm mentioning this is because we cut cable completely because there was no intrinsic value. So I went straight to internet. Internet, as a whole, can provide me everything I ever needed. But there's a caveat to this, is that in order to have access to the internet, you also need to have a service provider. You could use Cox, you could use AT&T, Verizon, what have you. But if you're the type of person that is on the go, you're going to also have a cell phone, another service. So these are necessary services in order for you to work and properly regain or at least have some type of sense of society. Because the internet as a whole is not bad, but the thing is, in order to operate in today's society, you need the internet. There's no way around it. This also brings another topic that the United States is looking to have internet in every home, or at least give every single person that's considered under the poverty line a cell phone so that they have access, one, to the internet and have some way to make phone calls, which is true, which is another subscription service, right? So if you think that your cell phone is not a subscription services, you're falsely mistaken because there's different tiers. You're subscribing on a monthly basis, and in return, the services, you have a cell phone, number one. You have a telephone number, that's number two. You have internet, because most phones today that are smart need internet. And guess what? You're paying on a monthly basis for two services. The internet at home, the internet on your phone. And if you add the subscription services like Hulu, Spotify, YouTube, and even things like Adobe, then things add up fairly quickly. You're forgetting what I said earlier. These companies are in the business of making sure that you forget and making you feel good that you're paying for a service that's A, necessary for you, or B, not necessary at all, and you forget about the subscription services until you start looking at your bank account and start asking the question, do I really need these services? I know most of us that are in a pinch, we're going to start looking and taking away the things that are no longer viable in our everyday life. I'm also saying this because we need to start stepping back on subscription services that are unnecessary. And the things that are unnecessary are things like storages. Why are you paying money for storage on your phone where you can just plug in your phone to the laptop, extract your photos into a hard drive? Then from there, you have all of your photos. So then later on, you can revisit these photos at your own well-being, at your leisure. The same thing goes with music. Why are we paying for Spotify, given that a lot of the music there are continuous repeat? The thing is, obviously, most humans don't want to listen to new music on a consistent basis, that they're okay with listening to the same music. But if that's the case, why are you paying for subscription services such as Spotify? So take your music offline. Create yourself a hard drive that has all of these music available to you. There are other avenues that you can go with that you can collect on your photos, your music, along with being able to watch movies, which is another thing that we also have to consider, is that Netflix, and I'll give you a little bit of perspective here because I think it's worth talking about. Netflix is notorious for telling you that these movies are going to be available. Old ones, new ones, those in between. But it is a false sense that Netflix is promising that these videos will be available all year and infinity. But you also have to realize is that Netflix has been doing this quietly, or maybe perhaps you have captured this already, is that movies that you thought that you can watch are no longer available. Or two, you end up catching the video or the movie that you wanted to watch. You get a pop-up that says this movie will no longer be available after such and such date. So let's just pick a random date, November of next year. You could watch it today, November of next year, you will not see it. So what do you do from then since you're not able to watch it? But most times than not, you're going to say, forget it. I'm okay with not watching it again because it's a one and done type of movie. But for the most of us, right? For most of us like I am, and I have kids, we have movies. And these movies are given every single year during Christmas time. Is that during Christmas time, we watch the same Christmas movies. And if Netflix decides that they're no longer going to support it, like The Grinch, maybe perhaps it's one of them, then guess what? We are going to be forced to buy a movie. And where are the other places that we can buy movies? We can say Apple has it, Vudu has it, Walmart, right? So I'm going to go ahead and opt in and say, you know what? I want to also have a digital video of this. As I decide to have what type of movie I want or where I want it, I also have to decide the type of company that I want to buy it from, whether it's Vudu or Apple or what have you. This also adds to the mix of everything. Subscription services are supposed to be a service, but sometimes they become too many. And as you can tell, now I'm juggling my bank accounts, my emails, my profiles from like maybe perhaps Twitter, and I have another email from somewhere else that I have to log into. And then on top of that, I have Netflix that I have to log into. I have to juggle my password managers and so on and so forth. It becomes a lot. And the reason why I mention it is that every single one of those things, plus or minus some items that you don't have to pay into, like your bank account, you don't have to, but you pay anyway, some way, somehow, if you go over. But the reality is that these are a lot of things put together that you're forced to juggle. I am saying to you that if you have to sign up to something, they make it easy for you so that if you're signed in to Google, you could also sign in to the company or sign up to the company that you're looking to purchase these movies from with just one click. The thing is that you also have to consider is that you also have to remember where that movie is. This movie cannot be shared. This movie is online, so it's not a physical copy. So the day that you lose power in your house, obviously, if you lose power, you lose power. But say, for example, you lose your internet and the only source of entertainment is a DVD, then guess what? You can't watch that DVD that you just purchased. No longer available. Now, there's a caveat to that too as well. And I also have to add in Xbox. Xbox has gone completely digital. And as of right now, Xbox are in hot waters because Xbox is looking to remove video games from their stores. The issue with that is that if you pay full price for something, you also have to make sure that that item is always available. The issue with Xbox now is that they're removing these games from the store. On top of that, they're also removing it from service. So you no longer have access to these games anymore. So individuals are getting really mad. Those who purchase it full price, no matter what year it was, 10, 20 years ago, or maybe perhaps 10 years ago, you bought something and now all of a sudden you log in and that game is no longer available to you. So what do? You can't do anything because now the game is no longer available. So I'll give an example so that I can bring this back to you, your digital devices or digital libraries. Because when something is promised to you that it's going to be available to you no matter what day it is, then you expect it there the same way these individuals who pay $60 for a game 10 years ago. So it doesn't matter what the price is. What matters is that the digital device or the digital media is available to the individual at all times, no matter what time it is. Now, to also add in this huge stinger is that the companies also have to upkeep the service, the servers. So say, for example, it gets hacked. What happens there? You lose access to all of your digital libraries until they're back up and running. There's no guarantee. And as things get worse, especially with hacks and ransomware, what makes you think that these companies are not vulnerable? They have the answer or the solution if they are hit with a ransomware. There is no guarantee. You're putting your trust and your faith in a company that you think they're going to always have your best interests, or perhaps they're always going to be up. It's not true. So the whole idea that I'm actually trying to provide to you, or the perspective that I'm trying to provide you, is that just because there's a service doesn't always mean that it's guaranteed. And just because it's guaranteed, it is always subject to change. These rules and policies are consistently changing, which also brings me back that you forgot that you were paying $7 for Netflix, and today you're paying $16, and tomorrow you might be paying $25 for an item that you thought is going to always be available. Like, say, for example, 16 candles. You want to go ahead and purchase it on Vudu? Guess what? You're going to heavily rely on that company making sure that that DVD is available, digital asset is available. Don't own it physically. The same way the subscription services would like for you to forget that you're paying for this on a monthly basis. I'm not saying Vudu, but what I am saying is it is the movie that you're watching. And given that in today's society and world, depending on what you like, can get you canceled. So now these companies are in bed with wokeness. And for you to go ahead and start purchasing videos, one, they don't have to provide you the video. Or two, they can't provide you the video digitally. And yet, there you go, being outcast because of a video that you thought you liked or wanted to watch, and now everyone knows it. Perhaps the company knows it, and they're reporting that to whomever. The government, the agency, I don't know. XYZ, LMNOP, don't know. Why am I excited about this? It's because subscription services are not in your best interest. Subscription services is a way for you to forget. A subscription services is stacks up so high that you end up paying more money for things. And hopefully the companies are hoping that you're willing to be okay and accept their new prices, terms and conditions. Let's also add in a little bit of the services and conditions, because now we're having conversations about TikTok, because back in 2019 or 2020, the discussion is that TikTok is consistently messing with the algorithm that is completely different in different countries. What I want you to know and understand is that when we're talking about all of these things put together, I want for you to go ahead and pay attention to what these companies are doing. Digital doesn't mean better. And the way we combat this is to start taking control of things that we have in our possession, looking at different avenues, making sure that whatever it is that we are picking up, we have a second solution. I'm not saying to give up everything, but let's start off one step at a time. If we're going to go ahead and watch movies, let's see if we can find them on Amazon for like dirt cheap. By the way, there are complete price differences when you purchase it physically to when you purchase it online for digital assets. So to kind of give you a perspective here. Now, I was looking for a movie that I came across on YouTube, Shorts. I liked it. I was like, oh, wow, let me see how much it is on Apple TV. They have it there. And guess how much it was? $14.99. So I said, okay, so let me just go ahead and see where else they have this movie. Voodoo, same thing. $14, maybe $15, maybe a little bit less than that. Okay, let me see what they have for physical DVDs. It was $4.99. The big difference. It is huge. The only thing is that I can't find CDs of music with that same lookup. But the thing is, you got to consider is that these are huge disparities. So if you're willing to own it digitally, and given that there is some benefits of having it digitally, because if the company like Apple TV, when you purchase it at 1080p, when they have a better copy of it at 4K or 8K, it would automatically download or give you the latest. Now, I don't know about you, but I know about me is that I don't care about the quality just as long as the movie, the storyline is amazing or just okay. I would also repeat this to you, and I would like to for you to also consider too, is at least extracting all of your photos from your phone and stop saving it on like a OneDrive. Because a lot of the information that you're providing these companies are free range, which is the reason why a lot of the AIs are scraping through all of your data. There's nothing that says that this information is privately for you. And also consider too, all of your media that you're saving online, such as your PDFs, your Word docs, and such and so forth. This is information that's regularly available to them to scrape and use with AI are being created based off your information and also repeating things to other people with your information. And that's a whole different topic. The problem that I have is subscription services have encroached in every aspect of our lives that we also have to step back and start really asking the question is here, do we have control? Do we continue to pay for these things? And do we continue to pay for companies that don't really care about you and you being able to have access to your digital assets? And the answer is clearly no. The way to take control is downloading your photos and making a photo album, putting the photos on a hard drive along with your videos that you've created on your phone too as well. Make sure you download those. Don't save them. Don't save them on the Apple cloud. It's not worth it. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. But the reality is that when you have things that are digital, there's your singular options. There's your singular things. You also want to spend time with the family. And the best way to do that is to have a DVD so that everybody else can watch. When you have Netflix, it's a singular thing. When you have Hulu, it's a singular thing. When you have music, it's a singular thing. But obviously, there's a lot of people can say, well, not really. You can sit down with the family and watch all of these things. But why can't you just not just say, I'm going to unplug today. And guess what? I'm going to watch a movie. And guess what? And so on and so forth, right? There's a lot of other services that are out there that are completely useful. Is that when you go to school, you're going to want to also have Word doc. You're going to want to have an Excel. You're going to also have these other things that come with it, the Microsoft package. I'm not saying not to get these things, or I'm saying to get these things is that these are things that are actually necessary for you and are necessary for individuals that are going to college or in high school, perhaps. But other than that, I hope that this brings a little bit of light and perspective in your world so that you'll be able to kind of notice the increase of prices. And these companies wanting you to forget that you have subscription services, along with banks wanting you to forget that you have money, treating your card as a token from Chuck E. Cheese or David and Buster's. Same concept, right? You swipe, you don't think. When you go to David and Buster's, how much you pay? And it's like, yeah, I'm going to use $40. In return, they give you a bunch of tokens on a card. You say, yep, swipe, swipe. You don't think. It's the same concept. But other than that, I want you guys to go ahead and give me your honest opinions. I get a little roughed up, happy, excited. But either way, hopefully your day is going stupendous. And until then, I'll catch you guys on the next one.